Recording.
Recording.
Hit it once.
Call the meeting to order at 7:25.
It's supposed to be down at the other end.
I move we meet for at least 2 hours to suit Legislator Mayo's preference.
This is different.
You want to take attendance?
Yes. Present.
Don Gregorius.
Here.
Peter Warren.
Here.
Ken Brock.
Here. Sorry.
First thing I'd like to do is I would like to nominate T.J. Briggs as chairman.
You have to call for nominations.
Oh, okay. So I call for nominations.
I nominate T.J. Briggs.
I second it.
Yes, who's that?
All in favor?
Hold on. Are there any other nominations?
Are there any other nominations?
For chair.
For chairman of the committee?
I'd like to nominate Don.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. So we're going to close nominations?
Make a motion to close nominations.
Second. All right, TJ, you're it.
All right, I'll stay here. Resolution number 11, appointing and reappointing members of the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board.
Move it.
Hold on. If we can. In our caucus, Hector asked to be put on board as well.
Chairman's determination of this chair.
The chairman, Parity, had left it up to each individual committee to elect their chair. Of the two committees where the chair resigned.
Thank you. He left it up.
Okay. Happened in health and in law enforcement. Okay.
In our caucus, we...
Is that already done or is that being done?
That was done earlier today. Craig Lopez.
Craig Lopez. The chair of health
committee. Yep.
Thank you.
In our caucus, they had Hector had asked if he could also be appointed. I don't think there's anything that allows for if we can add an extra legislator.
I don't. It's always been up to two legislators. If I could, Mr.
Yeah.
You know, just for some historical perspective, I've served on the Fire Advisory Board for the last 6 years. When I was appointed, Frank Dart was actually on the resolution in 2008. I feel like it was maybe February of 2008. Frank Dart had been serving for a couple of years as the only legislative member on the Fire Advisory Board. I was appointed in 2008 and served the next 4 years as the only member on the Fire Advisory Board, nobody else ever wanting to serve. The committee meets the last Wednesday of the month. Usually, that's the fourth Wednesday of the month, which is usually the last Wednesday of the month. 8 o'clock at night in legislative chambers. They'll be we'll be over there in about a half hour. That's okay. They told me to stop over whenever. When Craig was elected, I had come back to the law enforcement or criminal justice committee every year or so and said, if anybody wants to serve, there's an extra member. They're always asking for the second legislator. They're excited to have legislative participation. So anyway, when Legislator Lopez was elected to the county legislature, I made the plea again, and Craig said, oh, I'd love to serve. That sounds like fun. So Craig has served with me for the last 2 years. We've been doing a lot of good work. We've been actually making some progress, and due to the meeting being tonight and the committee schedule being crowded, I asked them to hold off, but they have been asking for a couple of months now to come to the Law Enforcement Committee to give us a presentation on the state of emergency communications in Ulster County. And they've actually done a presentation on it. They met with some officials from Motorola up in Saratoga. And Saratoga had adopted a radio system quite like the one that was pitched to us, 800 megahertz. And it was the total price was that was quoted to us, I think, including the fire department's equipment, was $27 million. So there was a lot of concern among the fire departments and the county and everybody, and it was sort of put to the side. But there have been some incidents with the radio system where it's collapsed, and the fire department and EMS have not been able to be dispatched to the calls. So it's starting to be important that we take a step. So they want to come and speak to us. But anyway, the historical perspective is that there hadn't been anybody who wanted to serve for the first 4 years. I'm interested that there's now somebody who's saying, well, it's not, you know, I'd like to serve too. Why are there two Republicans on there?
Well, I mean, that would be a balance. For whatever reason, I'm just
telling you, I find it interesting. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. All right, Don.
Well, to be factual, there's a lot of historical precedents that have been not put in play this year. And I think it's important that the majority party have a presence on the board. And I think it ought to be, certainly, not looking for two or anything like that, but I think it's a slight to everything else that's happened. This is another concern that I have, that we're not being, as a majority party, we're not being able to be represented, particularly on this board. So I would think that it would be appropriate to have somebody from the majority party on here and then somebody else, and that's fine. But to exclude the majority again is just a continuation of something that really isn't good.
Well, what's the process?
Somebody else want to go first? That's fine.
I don't know. What my suggestion was going to be is to ask whomever's in charge if they have three legislators, if it's a, you know, it's not a voting situation, or if it creates a concern or an issue.
Before tomorrow night.
And I'll tell you why. I know with the whole radio situation,
yeah.
We need somebody to represent to report back to at least our audience as well. And I know you've been there and Craig's been there, but this is important and it's going to cost a lot of money.
I will just say that I don't have a copy of the bylaws of the Fire Advisory Board. I will obtain one before tomorrow night to see if there's any way we could put a third member on there. That having been said, if it comes down to it, and I'm going to be as respectful as humanly possible, but I really dismiss the claim that the majority party is being bypassed for an appointment to this. When I was appointed to this committee for the first time, I was in the minority party, and the majority party said, we don't want it. Not only did they say, we don't want it, not only did they say we don't want both appointments, they said, we don't want any appointments and just appoint Ken there.
But people do change their minds.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like...
To say that it's bypassing is false.
All right.
Nobody's interested
at any time.
We have a candidate that's from the majority party that's interested today, not last year, not 2 years or 5 years ago. Today it's on the table, and they're asking...
All of a sudden. I know.
Well, look, there's a lot of all of a sudden that have gone on.
Can we find out?
We'll find out, but I will tell you that it would be far be it from me, even after being on there for 6 years and being a faithful member of the board. It would far be it from me, I will say, to keep Legislator Lopez off the board. He's been on there for the last 2 years. He's done a fantastic job, and I would hate for politics to see him take it off the board.
We don't want to see anybody take it off. We just want to see
not,
if we can
it's
add
not
somebody.
Necessarily about politics, but we. We can talk about the other chairmen that have been put on, I don't want to take a laundry list, but we can have that discussion if you'd like.
Right.
There's a lot of discussion that we're going to have.
Depending on what we have tomorrow,
I think so too.
We can approve it with a possible amendment tomorrow. Motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
For discussion, I recommend we table.
Well, let's have a second.
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
I recommend it be tabled until we have an actual answer so we can make an actual choice as opposed to making a default choice.
Discussion, so go ahead.
I make a motion.
We already have a motion.
The motion was for on the resolution, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So now I have an amendment to make.
Okay.
I would hate to have all of the folks who are on the Fire Advisory Board wait another month to be reappointed. It means a lot to them, I know, from serving with them. So I would make a motion that we, if we're going to do that, for the time being, remove both of the legislative names from the resolution, and then maybe Legislator Gregorius maybe accepted.
So
I'm withdrawing.
Okay, we'll withdraw the first, then the second motion will be to appoint everybody except legislative appointments.
I'll second that motion.
Seconded by Don. Other discussion?
And we'll when we figure out who's going where, who deserves what, we'll be able to cross that bridge when we come to it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, very good. Thank you. Resolution 21, approving the execution of contract of access to $50,000 entered into by the county, the Correctional Medical Care, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff. This is the, if I may speak, let me know, please. This is just the continuation of the current medical situation they have through the 30th of April, when they hope, as of May 1st, to have a new contract went out to RFP, but this is what it will cost to carry us over those 2 months.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 22, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the County of Oneida for boarding inmates at the Central New York Psych, Ulster County Sheriff. Again, that's the only psych center really in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So the state sends everybody. Okay, second. Discussion?
Yeah, do we get a lot of people? Do we get, you know, how many people do we get from Oneida County?
No.
We're sending our psych patients up there.
Yeah, why are we?
They're the closest psych center.
They're the only psych center other than Rochester. Rochester does the females.
They've been closing the psych centers over and over again. Hudson River, Middletown.
How many people do we actually have?
Currently, we have two up there.
This is where
is that about an average
extreme
daily?
Case psych issues? Folks that are really over the top.
Yeah,
what's
not
the long-term solution?
Solution?
To that. I mean, what are you going to do with it?
Actually, I think that the state has created a quagmire. We don't have Mid-Hudson. A lot of the mental health facilities that used to exist have gone by the wayside. So we have a fair share of psych issues in our facility, which is costing us a lot of money. But these are people that are super extreme, over the top.
I got to ask you, how do you get them and what do you do with them?
How do you get them?
They get arrested, they get placed up there.
We don't just decide to send them.
You have them. There's nothing you can do. I mean, and if they're there for less than a year, you keep them the entire time.
It's all up to the courts.
It's also budgeted for.
This
year, I think we budgeted $20,000 for being
The state. We send them same place as the state.
Correct.
They bug out, as we call it. That's where we send.
We're talking about folks that come in that are catatonic, frequently they smear their own excrements on themselves, that kind of thing. Really over the top. Like I said, we only have two there now out of 300 plus inmates. We only have two up there right now. It's really an extreme. It's for extreme circumstances.
They're the crazies, but they're not criminally insane.
Right, but they stay there until they're better.
Until
their incarceration is done.
That's they can do. Yeah.
Okay, so
stop up for one sometime.
It's housing.
Yeah. And the sad part is this is a problem that could possibly get worse because all the prisons and county jails are countrywide, actually internationally, it's a problem.
Yep.
Because, you know, people, they're not, funding for these mental health hospitals has gone away. And they're leaving it in the laps of jail administrators, basically, to deal with.
When they close down the psych centers, all those people went homeless, and then they come into corrections, whether county or state. When I worked at Woodburn, 50% of the inmates there were level ones or twos mental health. That's as bad as you can get, 50% of the population.
It's just what it is.
Yep.
Unfortunately, mental health has been taken out of state and county governments, and it's become a law enforcement issue where it doesn't belong.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's doing anything to fix that, so we're stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the biggest problems, I think, in corrections statewide or nationwide.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yep.
All
right.
All in favor? I'm sorry, other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Thank you. Resolution 23, approving the Ulster County County's revised 2014 Stop DWI Program Plan and authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute all intermunicipal agreements required under the plan. Ulster County Probation Stop DWI Division.
I'll move it.
Second. Second, Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 24, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute contract with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for the Ignition Interlock Device Monitoring Program, Department of Probation Division of Stop DWI.
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion.
Is this the Leander's Law on Monitoring? Does anybody know? There's nobody from the executive's office here, so nobody representing probation. So, I imagine it's Leander's Law. This is a large expense to county government that is not covered completely by the state. The monitoring of those with ignition interlock devices. Sometimes when you've gone to prison, you come back out and you have, a propensity to re-violate. And I think that you had to have done some damage to somebody. I could be wrong, but
court ordered correctly.
Correct. Leander's Law was a law that required these devices in post-release supervision for, I believe it was chronic DWI.
So we really have no.
We don't. I just every couple of years, I like to bring up the fact that it's a huge unfunded state mandate.
Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 25, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Homeland Security Emergency Services for participation in the Local Emergency Management Performance Grant Program for federal fiscal year 2013. Emergency communications. Don. Second.
Second.
Discussion.
This is just a pass-through? Is that what this is?
I think so.
Yeah, I read through them all the other day.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
$70,000 plus federal dollars, just a pass-through.
$70,000.
Opposed? Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Yeah, any of those are signed off on candidates. Okay, Resolution 26, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with various municipalities for the operation of Urgent, the Ulster Regional Gang Enforcement Narcotics Team, Ulster County Sheriff. In here, I think there was a slight change from the original one.
Change?
No, I think there was a change. Nope, maybe this is a different one.
The only thing that changed in this one is the years.
Okay. Motion? Second?
Second.
Discussion?
I think Urgent's doing a great job.
Yep.
I want to thank the sheriff and undersheriff and the entire sheriff's department for their hard work, and all the partner agencies really do a great job in fighting the drug problem in Ulster County, and we can't do enough to help.
I think the change, but it didn't get in there, it says it can be modified with the approval of the county attorney. Last year we modified that to say attorney and
chair and deputy chair of
so we'll move that through, but we'll find that and add that in there.
Yes,
because
absolutely
we didn't change that last year.
You want to make it on the floor?
Yeah,
that's fine,
because I'm not sure how it was written. I have a copy of the last year's.
Okay,
we have a second. Other discussion on that?
Yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, the city's not involved in it.
When Jid took over as chief, he pulled all his guys back. He wanted them back into the city. They were short manpower. So we have ongoing, discussion with him once they get back up to manpower about putting people back into it.
Okay.
All
right. I'm just curious because
I talked to him all the time about it, and he wanted everybody back in the city. They went down from 80 or 78 to 79.
Or
I don't know. It was a manpower issue.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Or give him a call and
see what he
said.
That's what he told me. I probably will give him a call.
Yeah.
I know Quigley did the same thing last year, the year before.
And Quigley just also did it with the domestic violence.
Especially when they got so skewed that time.
We're the only ones still involved with that along.
We can amend it back on the floor.
Kingston's not a domestic violence.
They pulled out of all their task forces.
And it's a prevention sometimes.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
What do you got?
You can see that.
All in favor?
You got that.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Sheriff, do you have anything for?
Just the year-end report that everybody should have gotten. It's self-explanatory. It shows you what we took in revenue for board ends, what we took in revenue
this is
for...
This what you said to us, right? This is
yes.
Okay.
Right, what we took in for board ends, what we took in for phone revenue, and what we took in for SCAP, and that is as of the end of the year. Other than that, you know, I would say that, and I have said it at other meetings, I don't think we should vote on resolutions unless somebody's here to explain the resolution, why they're doing it. And a good example is Don had a question tonight, I think, about the interlock device. So if you're not here to explain it, you shouldn't vote. Somebody from the sheriff's office is here at every meeting, whether it's the caucus, whether it's the Ways and Means, whether it's the full legislature, we're here. And we're here because we want you to know what we're doing. So whether you do that or not, I just want to be on record to say that.
You sent the letter out, and I'm glad you just mentioned that, because you had sent the letter out regarding, you were talking to us about telephone, something with the inmate telephone.
That was the FCC letter.
That's just to give you a heads up that we might be losing revenue. That's all that was. And it was a letter asking for support from the legislature to have the federal government not do what they want to do, and we would lose revenue. Not a whole lot on the county. On the it had to do with interstate and interstate telephone calls. So we would lose revenue. If
do you have any idea how much? I mean, if you were going to...
No, not yet.
Significant
or
insignificant?
Right now, it would not bother us a whole lot. But if they make it to where it's interstate or intrastate, yes, it could be devastating. Not devastating, because we only make a $250,000. So maybe we'd lose $100,000 or $150,000. The National Sheriff's Association or the state association doesn't have a figure on that.
I know.
Well, we could stand to lose.
The board in money, 1.66 million.
Correct.
What is that? What does it mean to that?
Goes into the general fund last year.
They put it in the general fund?
Yeah.
Well, they have, Frank has a crew that goes around all the county jails when they're building the new ones, and walls fall down and stuff like that.
Yes. That goes into the general fund.
And so does the telephone revenue.
And on the telephone revenue, if you remember, we had a cushion of 300-something thousand, and 2 years ago, you guys took that. And we would use that cushion that we had. Anything that was left over at the end of the year, we would put that into a special account, and we would use that to buy vehicles for the corrections and spend it on other bills for the corrections.
Yeah, you did.
So there is no
everybody
more cushion.
Did. It was
so
unanimous.
That was a topic of conversation.
Very much a topic
of conversation.
And you know where I was.
Very much into the telephone. All right.
I think we should call
Tracy.
Okay. That's
the year-end
report.
Wait, before we get something.
And also, if I can,
yes.
Every county legislator should have got a copy of our medical year-end medical report.
I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we're going out to RFP. We got a meeting tomorrow. We're going to start reviewing the RFPs. When we get to where we're going to decide on who the vendor is going to be, and it's a voting...
We have more than one choice now?
We have three. And I can't say it's a violation of the ethics or something to say who it is, but we have three. When we get to where we're going to decide on who it's going to be, I've talked to purchasing and said we would like to have a county legislator sit in on it to watch the process.
Excellent.
So how we decide who it's going to be, whether it's somebody from this committee... Or not, I don't know yet. I'll know a little bit more tomorrow when we meet with Carol Armstrong from purchasing and the rest of us that are going to review the RFP.
All right, cool. All right, Kenny, then
get you done. Thanks. Paul, I just had a quick question for you on the Bordens. Have we heard anything new about Dutchess County building pods?
Yeah,
building the dorms?
I don't think there's anything there.
It's, no. You know, it's one of those things that's still in the process.
Okay.
I know they are, you know, they have plans. I know every time I talk to the superintendent over there, one day he'll say it's close, and the next day he'll shake his head and say, you know how politics is. So
yeah.
There's really no way of knowing.
All right, if I could just enlighten the committee, the reason that that matters is because a lot of our board and population comes from Dutchess County, and depending on the day, depending on where they're coming from, and
not just a lot, a vast majority.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if they're able to build their dorms that they're looking to build in advance of building the jail, we may lose some.
If we get through June, we'll make our projected
okay.
estimate for revenue.
Absolutely. I've got no, I mean, with this, I've got no doubt. And I doubt, you know, I doubt with the timetables that things like this take, I don't think that they'll be able to meet that.
And monthly, you know, if I hear anything, you guys will hear it. So, you know, we're the ones that
continue,
you know, keep an eye on it daily.
Continue to pray for cold weather because they won't start construction until it's warm.
This costs more than our oil bill.
Well, as of Monday morning, we were up to 370. We're now down to 350. It's always in change because it's a county jail. You know, there's a lot of coming and going. You know, so.
And I guess my question is, do you ever reach?
We have not yet.
Not yet.
No. And when we would get within a certain percentage of it, we would unfortunately have to send it back.
You can pretty much steal
it back.
I mean, I'm just kind of curious.
No, we're good, sir.
Yeah.
I spoke with Frank about this. Apparently, for me, it was something new. For you, it's not. This is just for the committee to know that, I guess we get the Homeland Security wanting to know what the grants that they gave, what happened, the steps that go along the process, and the sheriff's office is on top of it, but nonetheless, the committee to know is a report that was generated.
Yeah, and I would ask, you know, that's dated the 17th.
Right.
I never saw that.
I saw it today for the first time.
Yeah.
If you look on the back, I saw it. It's CC'd to Perry on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Well, it came through that way.
It came through. At least our copy that was addressed to Terry has CCs in the bottom and Lieutenant Perry Salt's on it.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten it yet.
No, I haven't.
Huh. Must came from us, from the chairman today. So
mm-hmm. I would also say that if there's any questions about anything with the sheriff's office at all, it comes through me, and then if it's something to do with grants,
I tried to reach out today, but I was able to get Frank on the line, and he said, well, don't worry about it, so I'm not worried about
right.
it, but tonight was the night to bring it,
yes.
bring it up.
But always, and if there's anything ahead of the meeting, it's better off we have a heads up ahead of the meeting so we can be prepared.
Well, that was the reason for the call.
Yeah. But please reach out for me, and then either I'll get a hold of Frank or I'll get a hold of somebody.
I need another number for you, too, if I can't get you.
594-8188 is him. And if you can't get a hold of him, get a hold of me, and I'll get a hold of him.
I got yours, so let me just put this down.
I'd also like to invite anybody that wants to come up and live at the jail anytime, you know.
Have dinner, spend a night.
Come up. Yeah, we can put you in with the weekenders.
165.
Really get a few of them in place then.
I can tell everybody in the committee that I did a tour of the jail. It was actually before Mr. Hanstein was the superintendent, and I also did a ride along with a road patrol deputy, and it's really enlightening to see the kind of things you go through. So I'd encourage that as well. And we did an overnight shift. That's what.
Two things before we have to figure out when we want to meet, the days we're going to meet, and what time. But before we do that, just for the record, I'm going to switch hats a minute. As president of the First Aid Squad, we always have an incident dinner, and we always give plaques to the law enforcement community that assist us. And so I brought this down for the sheriff, and just for the record, the guys do a hell of a job. I mean, they're always there for us. The state troopers are always there, but as a group, law enforcement, I don't know what anybody else feels, but they're always there for us, and they always have our back, and it's very much appreciated because we run into some crappy situations. and there's always a compassion and a professionalism, so we certainly do appreciate that.
Thank you. Very nice.
It will go on the wall at the law enforcement.
Yes, I appreciate that. So, we do have the dates. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just have to figure out a time and a place.
I would ask that for the last year, we met at the Law Enforcement Center at 5:30.
Whether
5:30 is too early or not, but I would ask that we meet at the Law Enforcement Center.
Well, then we have to change our night then.
Okay.
Because they were trying to do economic development and then this. So then we have to...
You need
late. I'm in session. I'm lucky if I can get home before 6:30.
Okay.
Well, it's not even that. It's just that...
I don't care what night it is.
Yeah, so we'll have to change the night because they were trying to do them back
to back.
So
Saturdays are okay with
you? Saturday's fine with me.
6:30 in the morning.
Our next one is the 4th.
Are you comfortable with 6:30, Peter? Would you rather 7?
I'd rather 7. I mean, obviously. I mean,
is that too late for anybody?
There's times I'm called over to the Capitol.
I know.
We have a bunch of other things that we have to cook.
Economic development.
Correlate to other things. And
but economic development's at 5:30, right?
No, they were doing economic development at 6:30, and they were doing law enforcement at 7:30, but they were making it here because they were back-to-back. So if you'd rather meet at your office, then we just have to...
That's what I would rather do, but I'm not going to insist on it.
You know what?
But
it's next week, so can we just keep it for next week, and then we'll have to figure it out.
We'll discuss it. We can then meet over there.
And then if we go to Tuesday, we try to get away from Tuesdays. I don't know what we did with the county meeting.
Standard meeting committee times and dates were put out today because they had to be put out today.
Nice.
You said Public Works you were looking for. Public Works meets the first Wednesday of the month at 6:30. So we can't do it the first Wednesday.
What about Monday?
Next Tuesday, let's...
Because Monday, they're ready for session.
Because we have economic development before. And then let's look at our calendars and see what we got to do. But let's take care of you because I know you don't get back too late. Yeah. You're checking, but then you get back sometimes. So.
Why don't we do the first Monday at 7?
Okay.
That's going to play in some holidays and things.
Usually defaults to the second Monday, then.
Yeah,
that may be. But
so let's look at our calendars.
Let's get the calendars in place for the next meeting. And
so
next
Tuesday will be at 7:30, and then also come and discuss a little bit from there.
Okay.
Fair enough. What else, anybody?
Paul, do you want to? I know there's new people on the committee. Do you want to extend the invitation that you've always extended to the Monday? Monday morning meetings, right?
He did.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure or not, so I just wanted to make sure that you had that opportunity because I know that's always been important to you.
Probably could tell you who called you too after you sent it. I wanted to be Facebook friends.
All right. What else,
Alan?
Anything else?
Okay. Sorry, it was a yes.
Next Tuesday at 7:30.
So next
which
Tuesday
should be
is
minimal.
Not May 4th.
Mr. Chairman, before we adjourn. In the Health Committee, because this is a new occurrence, having the committee elect a vice chair, usually the deputy chair is appointed by the chairman as well. Do you want to appoint the deputy chair, or do you want to elect the deputy chair? Doesn't matter to me. But I just want to point that out, that we don't currently have one.
We don't? Okay. Let me think about it for Tuesday.
That's cool.
Okay. All right.
And we're meeting at the jail.
No,
meeting
here
next week.
Yes.
Then we're going
to figure out your calendars. If there's nothing else, okay, everybody, good weekend.
Enjoy
the Super Bowl if you're so inclined, and try not to fall on any more trips.
Did somebody second my motion?
Second.
There you go.
Thank you.